Your name, please?
Charles Willey.
And your occupation and position?
I'm professor of sociology and chairman of the Department of Sociology at Syracuse University.
Dr. Willey, as a sociologist, I know you're also concerned with the growth of our cities and the problems that these have brought up. Are they in any way connected with the problems of racial conflict?
Yes, our cities have brought together heterogeneous populations. Some of my own research indicates that our cities are becoming more diversified and more heterogeneous at the same time that our neighborhoods are becoming more homogeneous. And these two trends, homogeneous neighborhoods, neighborhoods of like kind, in an urban environment characterized by diversity, these two trends are on a collision course. We've got to find some way of also making our neighborhoods heterogeneous, not just for the sake of making them heterogeneous, but for the sake of bringing people into each other's presence who need each other. And men and women need each other. Black and white need each other. Old and young need each other. And the fact that these groups are separated from each other means that someone is not helping someone else who needs to be helped.
Is black power or white power a pathological manifestation, or does it have something good about it?
I think it's a mistake to put any coloring on power. As a matter of fact, one tends to limit the power that one is able to garner if one limits the population from which one can get it. I think that the 1963 March on Washington for Freedom and Jobs was so effective because that march involved black people and white people. It involved Christian and Jews and persons of other religious persuasions. And it involved older people and young people. That was a powerful movement because it drew upon all the resources that were available at that time. Had that been an all-black march or had that been an all-white march, it would not have had the powerful impact that it did have.